In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Dear faithful, our Lord Jesus Christ could not have picked better examples. The birds and the flowers are utterly dependent upon God for their existence. It is this lively trust in God's benevolence, in God's protection, God's grace, that Jesus is recommending to us today. And in our times of uncertainty, this teaching is refreshing. Our Father in heaven knows that we need food and drink, clothing and shelter, confirmation for the young souls, and He enables us to earn these things if we but let Him. Because God has provided us with what flowers and birds don't have, that is intellect and will, two spiritual faculties that are a part of the human soul, intellect and will. And the flowers and the birds do not have that. Therefore, God expects us to make use of the ability He has given to us for our daily life and also for our eternal life. It is why we have to earn what we need using our natural abilities given by God. Trust in divine providence is important for following the divine plan. If we were to rely too heavily on our own abilities, we would be likely to fall away from God. The person overly concerned with earning the material necessities of life will have, consequently, little or no time for prayer and may be reluctant to spend his time attending Mass on Sunday morning, even on days of obligation, and may be distracted by earthly concern even when he finds time to pray. Jesus tells us that we cannot serve two masters. We have to make a choice. It might do well to consider the example given to us by the Apostle St. Paul. Although totally, fully committed to preaching the Word of God, St. Paul relied on his own efforts to earn his food and shelter. He worked as a tent maker during much of his apostolate. When he wrote to the Thessalonians, he urged them to imitate his example, going so far as to say, if any man, because it was a temptation of the first disciples of the early Christian community, and he brings them back to reality, telling them, if any man will not work, neither let him eat. Very realistic. Good sense. The gospel of today is directing us to look at our attitude toward wealth and material goods. If we serve mammon, which means riches, material riches, we cannot be a servant of the kingdom of God. Jesus, our Lord, is not proposing some sort of utopian socialism. He is not calling us to live as the flower children of the 60s, the so-called hippies that are now very old. They are in retirement house. The appeal to the lilies of the field is somewhat allegorical. Our Lord knows how to choose images because He knows that the human intellect memorizes images very well. And His language, that is Hebraic language, Aramaic language, often required exaggeration to make a point. That is called hyperbole. He's telling us to put wealth and the use of material goods into proper perspective. Money can be used for great good, but we are not the servant, the slaves of the dollar. Rather, the dollar is to serve our needs. There is something wrong if we accumulate money for its own sake. Money has no value in itself. More and more, it is just an entry in a ledger in a bank computer, and great evil is caused when people ignore the real things in life, concentrating on money or complaining that they don't have enough. There is something of very good sense in the gospel of today, and in our materialistic world of Western abundance, it's good to hear that. Our Lord is telling us not to allow ourselves to be in jail, the jail of the things that are not essential, the jail of the material world, particularly when we are too focused on that, or even obsessed. As God, who became man, our Lord Jesus Christ could have been born into the family of the wealthiest king on earth, since he is God himself. He could have chosen a magnificent palace instead of the grotto in Bethlehem. Instead, he chose to be born into the house of a humble carpenter who lived in the backwoods of Israel. We are always wise to imitate Jesus Christ. Above all, let us allow today's readings to remind us that our souls must be directed first to the things of God, not bound by attachment to the things of earth. Do not be anxious. Do not be solicitous. Your Father knows that you need these things. Seek first the kingdom of God and his justice, and all these things shall be given to you beside. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.